Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf bet. We are starting a new masechet Baba Metziah. We are starting from the beginning. Okay, just a little quick introduction before we jump into the masechet. We just finished Bava Kama. Bava Kama was a lot more about damages and what happens if a person damages and how what he has to pay and how much he has to pay and all of those laws. Whereas Bava Metziah is more about civil law. You can put it wherever you'd like. I'm not going to turn over there, but if you want to put it behind, that's fine. You're gonna join us soon.
I'm saying you want to plug this in.
It's one person. He's going to come in person anyway. Okay. So Baba Metziah is more about civil law. Civil law. The first two chapters we're going to learn actually in Baba Metziah are about lost objects. It's about a lost object. So we're going to learn throughout these next two prakim, which is a good amount of time, let's say about a month, we're going to be spending on lost objects. So let's jump right in. The Gemara, the Masechet Baba Metziah starts out, Shnayim ochazin betalit. You have two people that are holding on to a talit. This is not necessarily an actual tzitzit talit that people wear in the Kanisa. Rather, a piece of clothing. Ze omer ani mitzatia, ze omer ani mitzatia. Each one says, I found it. He says, I found it. Ze omer kula sheli, ze omer kula sheli. This one says, it's all mine. And this one says, it's all mine. So what do we do? Ze yishava she'en lo ba pachon michatzia. This one swears that he doesn't own less than half. Ve'ze yishava she'en lo ba pachon michatzia. The other one swears he doesn't own less than half. And they split it in half. So there's a difference of opinions. If splitting in half means they actually cut the beged and they split it in half. Or maybe they sell it and then they split the damim. But anyhow,
what's
they split
the difference
it. Oh, good question. That's the Gemara's question. We're going to get there. Zeomer kula sheli, zeomer chetzia sheli. If this one says it's all mine and this one says it's half mine, haomer kula sheli shava she'en lo ba pachon mishlosha chalakim. The one who says it's all mine, he should swear that he does not own less than three parts. The one who says half is mine is shava she'en lo ba pachon revia, and the one who says it's half is mine, he should swear that he doesn't own less than 1/4. Zeh notel shlosha chalakim, zeh notel revia. And this, the first guy takes three fourths. The second guy takes 1/4. Hayushnaim rochin rochvin agave be'ema. Two people are riding on an animal. Or shaya echad rochev ve'echad manhig. Or one was riding and one was leading the animal. Zeomer kula sheli vezeomer kula sheli. Each one says they're fully mine. Zei shava she'en lo ba pachon mechetzia vezei shava she'en lo ba pachon mechetzia. Each one swears they don't own less than half. Ve'achaloku, and they split the animal. Bizman she'en modim, whenever they agree, o sheyesh lahen edim, or they have witnesses, then cholkin belo shevua, they would split it without having to swear. We're going to see in the Gemara what that means. So the Gemara begins. Lamali, this is your question, right? Seems like you learned the Masechet already. Lamali the mitna zeomer ani mitzatia, zeomer ani mitzatia, zeomer kula sheli, zeomer kula sheli. Why does it need to say I found it? It's all mine. It's all mine. Why do you need to say that? Both. So litne chada, just teach one of them. So chada ketani. No, it was teaching one. Zeomer ani mitzatia vekula sheli, zeomer ani mitzatia vekula sheli. This one said I found it and it's all mine, and that one said that's all I found and it's all mine. It's not two separate entities. It's one sentence. The Gemara says velitne ani mitzatia v'ane yadane dekula sheli. Why don't you just say I found it, and you'll know that mimela, no matter what, you would know that it's all mine. So itana ani mitzatia. If you would have just said I found it, Havamina would have thought, my mitzatia, what does it mean? You found it? Re'itia. You saw it. Hafagav delo atalide, even though you didn't receive it yet. Bereya be'alma kanea, would have thought that just by seeing it, you acquired it. So tane kula sheli, debereya lo kane. It's teaching you that it says kula sheli. So from there you learn that with re'ya, with just seeing the animal alone, that's not enough to acquire the animal. So the Gemara says, can you even say what it means? I found it means I saw it. Rav Nai said, "Mitzata." The pasuk says, "Mitzata." It sounds like it came. I actually received it. So the Gemara says, "In you're right." Mitzata dikra the atalidei mashma. In the pasuk, the mitzata that's coming to say that you received it. Umiu tana lishna de alma nakat. But our tana was taking just the general way people speak. When a person sees something, he says, oh, I see it, I found it, it's mine. Even if he has not yet received it, I would have thought that just by seeing it, you acquire it. That's why it said it's all mine. That just by seeing it, that's not enough to acquire it. You need to actually take hold of it. So the Gemara says, "Velitne kula sheli velo baim ani mitzatina." Why don't you just say it's all mine, and you don't need to say I found it. Just say it's all mine. I understand the other way around. If you say I found it, you would have thought it's with just seeing it. But if you say it's all mine, that means I got it.
Don't we have a sugya on what is a chazaka of kinyan? Do you have to have this? A riyah?
So, itane kula shalif, I would have said it's all mine. Hava amena be'alma dekatane mitzatia beriyah be'alma kaneh. I would have thought in general, not here. In general, when we say mitzatia, that means if he just sees it, that's enough. That's what I would have thought. So, answering your question, doctor, I would have just thought that just by seeing it in general cases, that would be enough to acquire it. So therefore, it says Tane Anim Tzatia V'Hada Tane Kula Sheli. It teaches you first, I found it. Then it says it's all mine. The Mishnah Yetera Ashmeina Deriyah Lo Kane. With the extra words over there, the extra lashon, it's teaching you that just by seeing it is not enough to acquire it. Can you possibly go back? Going back to our first answer, can you possibly say it's saying he's saying one sentence? That's not what it says. It doesn't say in one sentence. It says it in two sentences. He says, "I found it. I found it. It's all mine. It's all mine." So the Gemara answers, "Amar Papa v'itemer Rav Shimi Bar Ashi v'amrila." Some say it was kedi. Who's kedi? So there's a machloket who Kedi is. Was Kedi someone that we don't know who his name was? Or Kedi was also a name of another Chacham? Difference of opinions. But anyway, Reisha b'mitziah v'seifa b'mekach u'memkar. The beginning part, the earlier part, is talking about when he says, ani mitzatiyah, that's talking about when he finds it. Whereas the latter part, when he says, kula sheli, that's talking about with mekach u'memkar, with buying instead with actual purchase. Right, that's when, and that's the only time we would say Rashi explains Amrina Yachaloku b'shuva, that we would say you would split it with a swear. Right, so the Gemara says Utsricha, and we need him to say both. Why do we need him to say both? Flipping the Amud, the Itana Mitzia. If the guy would have just said I found it, he only said I found this item. Hava Amina Mitziahu de Ramu Rabbanan Shuva Le. I would have thought if he just comes to the Beit Din and says this is my item, I found this. He says okay, swear that you find it. Maybe only then we say you have to swear. Mishum demorei ve'amrai ve'amar chavrai lav midi chasarba, because he's going to come and say, look, I found this guy's item. Let me come and claim it's mine. He's not losing anything. So let me do that. Ah, so ezil etfis ve'etfalig ve'adei. Let me go and split it with him. Why can't I split it with him? So I'll take half. He takes half. Aval meka chumemkar. But if it was a purchase and someone bought something. The lake of the Mimahatha, you can't possibly do that when someone bought something. So, emalo. Then I would say, no. If I would have only said by buying and selling, who the Ramu Rabbanan Shavuale? That's when the Rabbanan placed a swear on the person, Mishum de Morev Amar, because he taught and said, Chavrai de Me Kayahiv. My friend is giving money for this item, but now I want it. Va'ana Kayahivna. I'm giving money for it also. Hashta ditzricha ledidi. Now that I need this item, I'm going to go and take it. I'm going to go and take it. V'chavrai leze litrach lizban. And my friend who also wanted it, he should go and buy another one. Aval metziah, but a lost item, someone who found something, the leka lamemar hachi, emalola. You can't even say that. I would have thought, no, it's not the same thing. Tzricha, that's why we need in both cases to say that you needed to say both of them, one of them would not have been enough. So mekach u'memkar, the Gemara says if it was a purchase, you're talking about a guy who's coming and saying, this is mine. He says, no, this is mine. No, whose is it? So we don't know, they're both holding it. Okay, so what do? We say you're buying it from someone. If you're buying it from someone, go and ask who you bought it from. Whoever he sold it to, that's who it belongs to. So the Gemara says, why don't you just go and ask who you bought it from? So lo tzricha dinakat mitarvayu. He says, the guy who sold it to them, he says, I received money from both of them. Michan midatei, michan ba'al korchei. One of them, he gave it to me willingly. I wanted his money. The other one, he forced me. He said, no, you have to take my money. So I don't remember. I don't remember who is the one that gave it to me, that I wanted to sell it to, and the one that he forced me to sell it to. So I don't remember who is who. That's why we're in this sticky situation. Right? But you see that sometimes people would force people. So, lema matnitin loke ben anas. Let's say our Mishnah is not following this opinion of ben anas. De'i ben anas, if we say it's ben anas, ha'amar, he says, how are both of these people allowed to come to Shavua to a false swear? What is this talking about? So let's say Balabait goes to a store. This is a Masechet Shavuot. Balabait goes to a store owner and he says, "Give my son wheat, and I will with the price of a dinar, and I will pay you, or for these workers, and I'll pay you." And then the guy comes and says, "Okay, I gave him the wheat." He says, "No, I never took the wheat. I don't know what you're talking about." And they're going back and forth. "Did you give it? You didn't give it. Did I give it? No, I didn't give it. Yeah, you did. No, you did. So I didn't see you gave it." And they're going back and forth on this. So then what do we say? So Rashi explains, "Ushnem tovin et balabait." Both of them are tovea the balabait. "Shnem nishbain venotlin mi balabait." Both of them swear and take from the balabait. Amar ben Anas. Ben Anas says, "How do we make both of them swear where one of them is going to be a false swear? He's saying you gave. He's saying you did it. I gave. He's saying I didn't give. You didn't give. So who's right? So one of them is wrong. If one of them is wrong and they're both swearing, that means one of them is swearing falsely. So Ben Anas says, how can you make both of them swear falsely? Ella, what do? You don't make them swear. Ella, both of them take without having to swear." That's what we would say. So this doesn't go like our Mishnah that says we swear. So the Gemara says, "Afilu tema ben Anas." Even if you want to say it's ben Anas, "Hatam vaday ikashu achav." Over there, in that case, there's for sure a false swear. "Hacha ikal member." Here we can say the leikashu achav. It's not a false swear. "Emu de tavay vahadei adad." Maybe both of the people, they got the item, they both lifted it at the same time, and it belongs to both of them. So maybe when they both swear that it's theirs, it's not false. "Lema matnitin de lo kesumchus." Let's say our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of sumchus. "De kesumchus." If you say sumchus, Ha'amar, he says, "Mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin b'lo shavua." If you have money that was found in a safek, in a doubt, we don't know whose it is. So we say you split it without having to swear. So what's the case that he's talking about? If let's say you have an ox that went and killed somebody's animal, and then all of a sudden you see the baby on the inside, the mother was pregnant, the baby of the cow is dead, lying dead. Did that baby... the baby that's lying over there, is that baby from the goring it happened, or that baby is from it came out early, it came out before, and that's on its own? So what did it come from? No, my iPad died. Okay, so what did it come from? So if let's say you say mamon hamutal b'safek, you have money that's sitting there in a doubt, we don't know when it happened, what it came from. So what do we say? So we say you split it without having to swear. So Ela, Ve'ela, Maya, what are we going to say? So that doesn't go with our Mishnah either. Because we say you do split it without swearing. Ve'ela, Maya Rabbanan. So what, we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbanan? Ha'amri, what the Rabbanan say, Ha'amotzi mechavera alavera'ya. If somebody's trying to remove money from a friend, you're trying to say this guy owes me money. What's the rule? This is a famous phrase and famous concept of Shas. Somebody's trying to take money away from someone else. You owe me money. You have to bring a proof that he owes you money. You can't just say he owes me money. You have to bring a proof. So that doesn't work with our Mishnah either. So, hi, Mai, what are we going to say here? If you say our Mishnah is a Rabbanan, hatam de lo tafseg, over there, de lo tafseg tarvayu, am Rabbanan, amon simcha, v'ra'la v'ra'ya. Over there, in a case where not both of them are holding on to the animal, then we say someone who's trying to say, you owe me money, has to bring a proof to his words, amon simcha, v'ra'la v'ra'ya. But hacha, but in our case in the Mishnah, the tarvayu tafseg, they're both holding on to this talit. They would split it with a swear. Maybe he would agree also, and it works with the Rabbanan. If he said Mishnah, like Sumchus, Hashta, now, Umahatam de lo tafse tarvayu cholkin belo shivua. In that case that you just mentioned by Sumchus, that we said that neither of them are holding on to the animal, we say you split it without having to swear. Hachat de tarvayu tafse la lo kolsh again. In our case in the Mishnah, that they're both holding on to the animal, is it not all the more so that you would split it without a swear? So that doesn't work with our Mishnah. So the Gemara said, "Afilu tema sumchus." Even if you want to say it, sumchus, our Mishnah is like sumchus. Ki amar sumchus. What did sumchus say? Shema v'shema. That was only if both of them are in doubt; they don't know for sure. But over here, aval bari ubari lo amar. In our Mishnah, it's talking about bari and bari. They're both for sure. This is mine. He's for sure. It's mine. So that's not what he was talking about. Ule Rabba bar Avuna damar. The Rabba says, "The amar sumchus." Sumchus says, "Afilu bari ubari." Even when they're both for sure, he says that. So, Michael Amimor, what are you going to say then? They're both for sure. So, afilu tema sumchus. Even if you want to say it's like sumchus, our Mishnah. Ki amar sumchus. What did sumchus say? Hecha de'ika derara de'mamona. There's only if there's a loss of money. Aval hecha de'leika derara de'mamona. No, but if there's no loss of money, like in our case over here, in our Mishnah, and therefore that's not what he was talking about. Ve'lav kal v'chomer, when we finish off the daf, is that not a kal v'chomer? Sounds like a kal v'chomer. Uma hatam, in that case of the animal, the ikadrara de mamuna, there's a loss of money. lemor for that guy, ve'ikala dera demamona lemor, and there's a loss of money to the other guy flipping the amud. Ve'ikala mimar kula lemor, and you can say it all belongs to this guy. Ve'ikala mimar kula lemor, and you can say really it all belongs to that guy. We don't know. Amar sumchus, that's what sumchus said. Mamona mutal v'safek cholkin belo shvua. Money that's in a doubt, we don't know who it belongs to. We would split it without anyone having to swear. But hacha deleka dera demamona. In our case, where there's not even a loss of money. The ikal amema the tarvayuhi, you can say that it belongs to both of them, this beged. So lo kol shekin, is it not all the more so that you would split it without a swear? So the Gemara says, afilu teima sumchus. Even if you want to say it goes like sumchus, and really there is a swear, shivua zomi derabanani. This swear is a rabbinic swear that the rabbis instituted. Keder Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, damar Rabbi Yochanan, shivua zo takanat chachamim hi. It's establishment of the chachamim, shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad holech ve'tokef et halito shel chavero ve'omer sheli. So that it instituted, the Chachamim instituted a swear so that you can't just go and take your friend's clothing, your friend's garment, your friend's item and say it's mine. Because now what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to come into the Beit Din, you're going to have to swear saying it's completely mine. And people would be a little bit more deterrent to do that, to steal, if they know that they're going to have to swear. And that's why the Chachamim instituted such a swear. So it even works with Sumchus, and he would agree that you would swear. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do one halakha on today's daf. On the Amud Aleph, we're talking about an interesting case. In the first case in the Masechet, if let's say two people are holding on to an item, holding on to a garment, this guy's saying it's fully mine, and this guy's saying it's fully mine. This one's saying I found it, he's saying I found it. Who do we believe? What do we do? So the halakha is kol echad mehem nishba sheyesh lo bazeh hadavar v'she'en lo ba pachon mechetzio ve'achaloku. Both of them swear that this belongs to him, and they don't own less than half of it. They own at least half of it. And by doing so, then we would split the item, we would split the worth of the item to each of them, and that is the halakha in such a case. If two people come holding an item, saying each of them saying that it belongs to them. We'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap on today's daf.